Ditch the clowns on the left.
And the jokers on the right.
And join Michael Smirkanish right here in the middle.
This is the Smirkanish Podcast for Independent Minds.
One of the most popular stories at the Wall Street Journal through the holiday weekend inspired today's poll question at Smirkanish.com, where already more than 12,000 people have voted, and the conversation's only about to begin. I am asking the following: is a college degree a legitimate hiring prerequisite for a higher paying job? The lead of Austin Hufford's story at the Wall Street Journal that led me in this direction said the following: the tight labor market is prompting more employers to eliminate one of the biggest requirements for many higher paying jobs, the need for a college degree. Companies such as Alphabet Inc.'s Google, Delta Airlines Incorporated, and International Business Machines Corps have reduced educational requirements for certain positions and shifted hiring to focus more on skills and experience. Maryland, the state of Maryland, this year cut college degree requirements for many state jobs, leading to a surge in hiring, and incoming Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro campaigned on a similar initiative. Dr. Nicole Smith is the chief economist at the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University, was quoted in the story, knows a thing or two about this subject. Dr. Smith, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
So what accounts for this trend?
So what we're experiencing here is a change based on necessity. We have skill shortages, and these skill shortages are persisting, especially post-COVID. And some of these governors need to do something to ensure that those jobs are filled.
In other words, it's a function of, hey, we just can't find people to fill these jobs if we maintain the education requirement. So we're going to have to loosen it up.
Absolutely. And we have so many people who are very much skilled, who are very much capable of doing the jobs, but for whatever reason have not completed the bachelor's degree. So this is an opportunity for them to prove their substance.
Is it being driven by earnings? Is it a function of the workers, the prospective workers, just going where the money is?
That's a little bit of that. The money always has a good, ability to pull you into that particular occupation. But for the most part, this is being driven by demand. There's a huge demand. That demand isn't being filled, and we have to find ways of making sure that those people can find those jobs.
From the Georgetown Center comes the following data point. The lifetime earnings of a worker with a high school diploma is $1.6 million, while that of a bachelor's degree holder is $2.8 million. That's according to a 2021 report. Do you think that gap is going to close as a result of what we're discussing?
I do not think that gap is going to close, because we're not necessarily saying that the bachelor's degree isn't worth it. We're saying that we find alternative types of qualifications that can pay just as much as a BA or even more. So what's happening is that the high school diploma is getting certifications, test-based licenses that are able to parlay that into job opportunities and pay.
And of course, you have to factor in the amount of student debt that one leaves an undergraduate experience with when you say, oh, they're going to ultimately earn $2.8 million. But what kind of debt are they going to be paying off and for what duration is another factor?
Absolutely. And we all know that student loan debt is not equally distributed amongst people.
Dr. Smith, there's some jobs for which a college degree, higher education, formal training, call it what you wish, is absolutely necessary, right? A doctor, an engineer, for example. But for other jobs, I suspect that when you leave me and I open my telephone lines, I'm going to hear from people, this is just my hunch, who say that for a long time we've required a college degree for certain jobs where it really wasn't necessary. Do you think up until now we've erred on the side of saying you need to have a college degree for a job?
Absolutely. And I think what has been driving this particular outcome is the fact that we have more and more people with college degrees. So the economy had to find a way of employing them all and making sure that those people are compensated for the length of time they spend in school. But there's a program that Governor Hogan in Maryland took up on called the Skilled Through Alternative Routes, the STAR program. And this is where they're trying to figure out what types of skills do you have from something alternative than just going to school and getting that bachelor's degree.
We also have a disparity based on race, right? Black and Hispanic folks less likely to have a college degree compared with white and Asian. That's another factor in this conversation that needs to be addressed.
It needs to be addressed. Absolutely needs to be addressed. And here is an opportunity to increase the level of equity in the workforce and to give those people who are less likely to have a bachelor's degree an opportunity to demonstrate their skill and work at the job.
A majority of roles at IBM now no longer requiring a four-year degree after the company conducted a review of its hiring practices. In some of the comments that were appended to the Wall Street Journal that led me to you and led me to this subject, some say this is a dumbing down of America and that we shouldn't be decreasing the standards that we've employed up until now.
There is no employer that's going to hire somebody for any long period of time who's not able to do this job. So even if I take you in and I've made a mistake, eventually you're going to be squeezed out of that particular occupation. That's not happening. And what we instead see happening is that those individuals are not necessarily getting bachelor's degrees, but they're getting certificates and certifications, test-based licenses that demonstrate their capabilities and competencies. And that's showing that they're able to do the job and they're getting paid for it.
In other words, post-COVID, you see us not resorting to the old model of some pursue higher education and it looks like a conventional 2 or 4 year program. But now there'll be alternatives that will be far more accepted.
We're doing many things differently post-COVID, including working remotely and using the computer in ways that we haven't before. I think post-COVID, you'll see a lot more people demonstrating their skills beyond the bachelor's degree.
What kind of data do you see in terms of U.S. job postings and how often they require a bachelor's degree versus not? And is that number in decline?
It's very difficult to answer that question because a number of the jobs will tell you what the minimum requirement is for employment, what the minimum education requirement is. And a lot of them don't specifically tell you a bachelor's degree, although they might want it. The better data to look at would be maybe the Bureau of Labor Statistics or the American Community Survey, which actually shows you people in the particular occupation by age, what's their level of education. And that gives you a better indicator of what employers are requiring in order for you to do those jobs.
Dr. Smith, if this is attributable to a tight labor market, if the labor market goes back to some pre-COVID type measure or standard, do you think the conversation you and I are having will be revisited? In other words, you'll see employers who can again impose a bachelor's degree requirement doing exactly that?
It's going to be much harder for them to do that. And the reason is because of COVID, many individuals have permanently left the workforce in ways that weren't able to do in the past. We've been speaking about the silver tsunami for quite some time, where everyone expected the baby boomers to retire, but COVID made that a reality. So people either left the workforce because, you know, of the fact that they were more exposed to this disease, or they permanently left the workforce because, sadly, a number of people have met their demise with COVID. So employers are going to have to make adjustments to how they find their workers, and they're going to have to make some permanent adjustments to figure out who's skilled and who's not.
Okay, wipe the slate clean, sum up. Dr. Nicole Smith, the chief economist at the Georgetown Center, the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University, most wants people to know what on the subject of employers now rethinking the need for college degrees.
It's very important for you to know that your skill is what matters. You have to demonstrate what you have. You have to demonstrate your competency. The bachelor's degree is still demanded, but now the bachelor's degree might have to be held in tandem with other types of test-based licenses, certificates, and certifications in order for you to make that money.
Dr. Smith, thanks so much for your time and expertise. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
So this is today's poll question of the day. And of course, we're going to do phone calls on it in just a moment. But I want to share with you one particular comment that I saw appended to the Journal story. And then you can call me and address the question of whether a college degree is a legitimate hiring prerequisite for a higher paying job. Obviously, I know for some, it's an absolute necessity. Nobody wants a physician who has not had at least a college degree, much less med school, right? But this was the comment that caught my eye, and the individual identified himself, and I looked him up. He's a best-selling author and motivational speaker named Ernie Zelinsky. So this is Ernie Zelinsky's comment on this very subject. He said, I have an engineering degree and an MBA, but I seldom let people know about this. I certainly don't include those degrees on my credentials in the bios of the 17 books I have written. These are my favorite words of wisdom about education by people much smarter than I am. Robert Ringer, quote, I know of no university that teaches anything whatsoever about initiative, independence, the feeling of accomplishment or adversity, being a blessing in disguise, and a character builder. B.F. Skinner, education is what survives. What has been learnt has been forgotten. When what has been learnt has been forgotten. J. Frank Dobie, the average PhD thesis is nothing but a transference of bones from one graveyard to another. Oscar Wilde, education is an admirable thing, but it is well to remember from time to time that nothing that is worth knowing can be taught. Michael DeMontague, I prefer the company of peasants because they have not been educated sufficiently to reason incorrectly. From Life's Secret Handbook, be a learner first, a master second, and a student always. Heskin Pearson, I am inclined to think that one's education has been in vain if one fails to learn that most schoolmasters are idiots, and Jim Rohn, formal education will make you a living, self-education will make you a fortune. Have we overvalued the importance of a college degree in the hiring context? Call me on this subject as employers are rethinking the need for college degrees in a tight labor market. You did hear Dr. Smith say this is born of necessity. It's not like the. I think this is important to note. It's not as if there's been this epiphany, this come to Jesus moment among employers on their own that, hey, maybe we don't need to ask of a college degree because, after all, we're looking for experience rather than classroom training. No, it is because of the competitiveness in the job force. You know, they cannot fill these jobs with a requirement saying you got to have a college degree. Therefore, the college degree is being let go. That's what's driving it. Hence my question of if the market changes and all of a sudden we return to a period where jobs are not all in such, well, they're being unfilled, will it all go back to where we are today?
This is the Smirconish Podcast from SiriusXM. Listen to Michael live weekdays on POTUS, SiriusXM Channel 124, and on the SXM app.
You know, the lines have filled, but I just thought of the way that I can still do this, but I just thought of the way that I should have framed this.
In case anyone wonders how much we prepare ahead of time, go ahead.
It would be, what do you do for a living?
Okay.
And is a college degree required for your job? And I would go first and I would say, hi, my name is Michael.
Hi,
I am a
Michael.
Talk radio host. I have a TV show as well. A college degree is not required for either. In my role as an attorney, I have a different answer. The answer would be yes. But you certainly don't need to be formally educated.
Fascinating.
Beyond, high school.
Maybe you can wrangle these people into saying that anyway.
I think I will. Tracy, I'm going to put you on the spot. What do you do for a living? And do you think a college degree ought to be required for your job?
Wow, Michael. First, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
But I'm really unusual. I'm a retired automotive executive. Hmm. I was one of the highest ranking Americans in a Japanese company at one time, living in Tokyo. So I started in engineering at the high school co-op here in Detroit at General Motors. And when I started at General Motors, almost half of the engineers there did not have degrees. And when you went to all our little suppliers, this is in the 70s, late 70s, early 70s, they didn't have degrees. And I think what happens in a lot of careers, at one point you learn, and to be honest, I almost never use my degree. I have a master's in mechanical and a master's in reliability physics, and I don't use them. Let me say this. I don't use them directly. The knowledge is there because I was educated, but as far as doing my job, it can be learned.
Those engineers in the late 70s in the automotive industry without a formal education, that fascinates me.
Most of them did not have, they were trained. Henry Ford trained. Almost all of them were. They were mechanics trained. They had imagination. They worked hard. And that was it. And
I don't know how I feel about that. Like the structural engineer, if it's a structural engineer who's going to be designing the bridge I'm driving over, I think I want them formally educated.
Well, I would too. But you know what? I think we have technology now. It's like by the time I got out of college, I'm taking up so much of your time, but out of college, there's software now that does so much analysis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right.
The engineer does one thing and you have people that actually studied to do another. So when it comes to like the basic engineering work, no degree. But when you're getting into like the structural analysis, like what you're talking about, you can do it by trial and error, which you don't want to do that with a bridge, right? But we can do it with models. You can actually build a model. When I was in high school, our school had an architectural curriculum that actually built a house inside the building. So you could learn.
I like it.
There are a lot of fields that you can learn.
I got a roll, and I thank you. Thank you for your phone call. Yeah, very interesting. Kelly, you're in Dallas, Texas. Talk to me about the college degree thing.
All right. I'm in a profession. I'm an airline pilot that does not have a degree. Most airlines, up until the recent past, within the last 2 or 3 years, have required a degree, and they've since dropped that requirement with the pilot shortage. And they're finding out that there's lots of qualified pilots out there, like me, that didn't have a degree. I was able to get in and have done very well for myself in the airline business. But it goes deeper than just the business is requiring. It's a cultural thing, not to get personal, but I went on a date one time. The lady knew I was an airline pilot. And when she found out that I didn't have a degree, she became uninterested. It was really weird. The whole date changed. It was like, oh, you don't have a degree. Where'd you go to college? I go, well, I really didn't. I have some college, but I don't have a degree. And it was like, there's this stigma that if you don't have a degree, you're uneducated. And
in other words, she liked the idea that you were a pilot. That she found alluring.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But that when she found I didn't have a degree, she just didn't seem that interested anymore. And like Matt Damon said in Good Will Hunting, you know, you waste $150,000 on an education that you could have got for $1.50 in late fees at the public library.
Did you learn to fly in the military?
In the Army, yes, but they didn't require a degree for the warrant officer program.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about if a pilot is military trained and now is a commercial airline pilot, I'm totally fine with that. Army, Air Force, whatever it might be. But I would have before your phone call, if you just caught me cold and said, okay, what about a pilot? I think I would have said I'm putting them in the category of my brain surgeon. But
well,
maybe I'm wrong.
Look at Chuck Yeager. Chuck Yeager didn't have a college degree, and he was one of the best test pilots we ever had, right?
Okay, isn't that great? And then some, right? So I took an Instagram photo. Thank you, Kelly. Outside the childhood home of Buzz Aldrin last week. So what about an astronaut?
That's very cool.
What about an astronaut? Does an astronaut need to have a degree? Mark, you're in Traverse City, Michigan. Greetings. What did you want to offer?
Okay. Like you said, my name is Mark.
Yes.
I am on my second career. I am a CEO of an adult home health care agency with the state of Michigan.
Okay.
I take care of people with developmental disabilities and mental illness or a combination of both. I care for them in their own homes. I have a couple employees, and I do quite well. But that is my second career, and I ended up in that because my fiance, the reason I moved to Michigan, I'm originally from Washington State, I moved out here to be with her and she passed away from cancer at 40.
Oh, so I'm sorry
I ended
to hear
up
that.
Changing careers, and now I care for people. And prior to that, I worked in government television for 20 years. I worked for the city of Vancouver, Washington. And that's what I did for 20 years. I started out working in master control. I ended up being a production coordinator. Then I ended up doing video production work, being a producer. And then when I moved to Michigan, I was a news director at a local affiliate here. But then she got diagnosed with cancer, and that was the family business. So I took that over, and now I've been doing that since 2007.
I'm sorry to hear that. For any of these jobs?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Did you want to finish your thought?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have a degree in anything other than Life of Hard Knocks.
Right. And you don't think you do for any of the jobs you've had?
A lot of people do, you know, working in television and such, I mean, you understand. I mean, you work in radio and television, and, you know, there's things that you need to learn. But I learned everything by being taught. And a lot of it, you know, and I took some classes here and there. It's not that I didn't go to college at all. I just never got a degree. But I took several courses in different things, you know, that they try to, you know, when you're working towards a communications type degree. But then, you know, I ended up landing this job working for the city of Vancouver, which was a great job. I mean, the only reason I left that was to come out here to be with Christine, and that didn't work out. But, you know, time goes by, and now I'm engaged.
Good for that. And, well, I'm happy to hear
my
that.
My fiancée, she has a master's degree, and, you know, she works for a local community foundation. She was a, you know, but, she, you know, she has all these degrees, and you could ask her. She'll tell you she doesn't use them for any of that.
Mark,
you know, she ran an art center for 10 years, and now she's a fundraiser.
I'm glad you're on the relationship mend, and I'm sorry about your loss.
It's okay. It's been years ago, and I mean, it's something you deal with every day.
Okay,
and
my friend.
I guess that's my point. You do the best you can in life with what you got, and
yes.
You go forward.
Well, that's a good message for all of us. Thank you for sharing it.
This is the Smirconish Podcast from SiriusXM. Listen to Michael live weekdays on POTUS, SiriusXM Channel 124, and on the SXM app.
So on the subject of college degrees and the fact that fewer companies now are requiring them for employment opportunity, Scott in Virginia Beach says employers use college degrees to their advantage. What does that mean, Scott?
Well, I worked in management for over 20-some years. I'm actually retiring on Wednesday, or starting Thursday, I guess. Wednesday's
nice.
My last day.
Congratulations.
Anyway, thank you. Throughout that time, in the company I worked with, college degrees were used in a way that benefited the company at the time. So when labor was tight, wasn't an issue. When they could pick from a variety of candidates, then they made it a requirement. And then not only did they make it a requirement, they subdivided it. So, for example, someone like myself who has a college degree, but if I did not have a college degree in business, I would then be required. I was required at one point to take business classes in order to qualify for posting for a promotion. So they'll go back to doing what they've always done, which is use it as a qualifier for selecting candidates whenever it suits them. Right now, the job market is tight and it went away.
I mean, that's exactly what I took away from my conversation with my guest. It's because of market conditions. It is not that there's been some recognition that, hey, we've been requiring something that's really unnecessary. Good luck to you. By the way, how old are you?
I'm 62. I wasn't really planning on retiring, but I was fortunate to be covered by a pension. And the way with rising interest rates, your lump sum payment is affected by those interest rates. And
I see.
So if I did not retire, I would have lost a considerable sum of money once they applied the new interest rates to my
a pension.
To my
what is that? A pension? Pension? How do you even spell that? You're lucky.
That's rare.
You're very fortunate. You're very fortunate. And it's funny that the Brits still call it a pensioner. You've now become a pensioner in a formal sense. Bob, you're in Pomona, New York. Greetings. What do you do, and do you think a college degree should be required for whatever it is you do?
I own a recording studio in Midtown Manhattan.
Oh, cool.
I've owned it for 39 years. And I don't think it's a degree is required. Actually, the young engineers that work for me all had a degree. But when I started in 1976, I was a high school intern out of the New York High School system. And it was something that they don't have anymore. They had a human resource section. And I was chosen to be an intern at a small studio that did radio spots for movies. And I actually met Chris Strand when I worked at that studio.
Is that true? Oh, that's very cool. Chris Strand is my childhood friend who produced Things I Wish I Knew Before I Started Talking. So have any albums been cut at the studio that you own, or is that not the sort of recording you do?
No, I have a studio like Howard Stern's father did. It's all audio post.
Sure.
I did the late, great Ben Stern. I did sound for Doug, the cartoon series Doug, and Little Bill, and a bunch of other cartoons back in the day. Right now, there's the one on Apple that's called Duck and Goose, and Pullman Sound did the sound for that. And
that's very cool.
We're doing another one for Disney called Kip that's out next year.
I mean, ours is loosely described. Ours is an industry where there is not this requirement, and nor should there be, right?
I don't think so. I mean, it's really, I don't care who you are, as long as you know, because everybody who worked for me, because it's the way I knew how to do it, started as an intern through the 39 years as an intern. And I have people working for me for 14 years, and Justin's there 13 years, and Max is there 12 years. And we're a strong team. That's why how we got through the pandemic, because we pretty much went all remote. But ironically, we're going to be moving into a new space, I think, at Madison and 42nd, that Chris actually wants to rent a room with me.
You're reminding me to call my good friend, so thank you for that. Appreciate your call,
no
Bob.
Problem.
Thank you, sir. Michelle, standing by in Atlanta, Georgia. What do you do for a living, and do you think a college degree should be required for that job?
Well, I work in government, sort of. I will say this. I have a master's degree, and I've always said, you know, it shows employers. It doesn't show employers how smart I am or capable, but it shows employers how much work I'm willing to put into something.
I think that's fair.
So, yeah. But I also wanted to say this conversation is flooring me, what with the student debt relief that the administration is trying to do right now, which I'm not necessarily against, but why are we having to forgive debt, you know, when there's so many jobs out there that want college degrees and they can't hire them?
Look, it's an employees. What do I want to say? It's a buyer's market. Employees are holding the weight right now. I don't think it'll stay that way. And that's why there's so much turnover. Because employers have not been able to hold on to their workforce. So, of course, they're going to get rid of some of the requirements because they need people.
Yeah, but why do we have to forgive student loan debt?
Oh, I think that's a valid question that you ask. If I'm someone who didn't go on to enhance my education and I've been working for a living and I didn't get a benefit, I'm looking at a person who did and I'm thinking, that doesn't seem fair to me.
Yeah.
Michelle, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Stan in Amsterdam, New York. Hi, Stan.
Hello, Michael. Big fan. Hey now.
All right.
Listen, Michael, I work for an outfit that made MRIs, which is a very high-tech machine.
Mm-hmm.
And our head engineer was a Chinese woman who, God almighty, she must have been 4'11", 95 pounds. She was tough, and she was the head engineer, and she was a damn good engineer. I was an inspector. When I retired, she took me out to lunch, and she told me, she confessed to me, she said, Stan, there are so many welders out there that can be fantastic engineers. I had gone to them many times for advice, and other engineers have gone to them for advice, but they didn't have a college education, which is pretty ironic. And just one more other thing. There was one man in our outfit who was an engineer that never had an engineering degree. He worked for Toyota in Vermont, and I swear to God, he was the best engineer we had. He had a tremendous amount of common sense, and it really struck me about the whole thing.
I like all your points. The welders, they know where it breaks, and they know how to put it back together. That's why you'd want their advice, right?
Exactly. But they were smart guys. They were, but you know, they had no more than a high school education. But that they weren't smart. They were very
smart. Today, if you had that trade, if you had that skill set, you're going to earn a fine living, at least in the area where I live. To be a welder and to have that skill set, to be an electrician, to be a glazer, fill in the blank, all those jobs, they do extremely well. Sonia, greetings in Cincinnati, Ohio. What are you thinking?
Well, I have a bachelor's in computer science that I completed in 85, and I used it as a consultant for a long time. And along the way, I picked up even more education by working really hard, sticking with, you know, one or two companies, not flying around all over the place, changing jobs a lot. And then when I wanted to have kids, I had enough saved because I worked hard that I was able to stay at home with them and then start a small company. And that small company has grown to be a great income for me. It's something that I can sell in a couple of years. And all that I learned through my degree, which was my introduction into business, and everything else that came afterwards, my gosh, all that has really paid off for me. And if I didn't have all that education, I would not be running a small business so successfully. I help other small business owners all the time figure out how to handle their cost analysis and workflow, cash flow. And it's just because of experience, not just experience, but, you know, getting that college education to launch me.
What type of small business, if I can ask?
It's a weird one. I started in my home. I run a small cannery where we make gourmet preserves. And then my husband built a commercial cannery for me in my backyard that's FDA approved.
Wow. Like, what are you canning? Tomatoes, peaches, pears?
Right now, Christmas jam and St. Nick's kick every day till my eyes turn blue.
If I send you my tomatoes in August, like all those that I just can't eat that I've grown, like what could you do with them?
I would make tomato jam and tomato preserves and sauces, like different Italian sauces, Jamaican tomato sauce. I mean, you can add spices to create any ethnic food you'd like to enjoy, even like a jambalaya base.
I love it. I love that you've created that niche and that you're owning it with your husband's support. That's really cool. Thank you, Sonia.
It's been fun.
Appreciate it very much. Sonia's comment about she didn't fly all over the place and go from employer to employer because longevity is just not what it used. Nobody gets 25 years in the watch anymore. Reminds me that next April 15, this coming April 15, is my, your, Dan a little less so because he was not with us.
Let's just pretend from he was.
It is, how about this, our 10-year anniversary at SiriusXM.
No way. Really?
Well, I don't know. Check me on that. I think so.
No, you're right. You're right.
No, right?
Yeah. 10 pronouncement.
Years. Yeah, 2013.
That is
10
crazy.
Years. Yeah, 10 years.
All right, good. Do I get a watch?
It will not be an Apple Watch. It may be a stopwatch.
Stop
10
watch.
Years. There's something to be said for
I
that.
I agree.
Especially in this business.
I agree.
So your job is to figure out how many years. I have a timeline somewhere, somewhere, and I know I've shared it with you in the past, but not recently. But your task is to figure out how long was I at our previous employer. I don't mean in the syndicated phase. Mm. I mean at CBS.
Okay.
Figure out how, and I was there for years before you, even though I know you like to claim credit for any success that I may have enjoyed.
Oh, no, you were there. It was just dark times. Dark times.
Wasn't that dark?
It was so sad.
I made it to Morning Drive.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
So sad.
Fourth largest market in the country.
Very
Thank
distressing.
You. Anyway, I would like you to figure out how many years there, because I need to beat it by a day before I can leave here.
Ah, that's the timing? That
yes.
I think Dave Gorab would be very interested
no,
in that
Dave's
timing.
The one who put the thought in my head. He said, I want to make sure that you're SiriusXM longer than you were at your prior employer. I'm like,
you
okay.
The best.
But now but he said that when it was like year five.
I'll figure it out.
Or six, and I didn't put much thought into it. Now I'm thinking about it.
You got it.
Hear more of Michael Smerconish on SiriusXM's POTUS, channel 124.
Live weekdays from 9 a.m. to noon east, or anytime on the SXM app.
Connect with Michael on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and at Smerconish.com.
Michael Smerconish for Independent Minds.